Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Buying pay-per-views on NordVPN.com/Fightful is going to enhance your pay-per-view buying process. Now, one subscription to NordVPN has so many different benefits, but if you're a big pay-per-view buyer like myself, UFC, boxing, pro wrestling, all that good stuff, any combination of the three, if they're doing a fight circus or something like that, this subscription will pay for itself after one or two pay-per-view buys. Change your virtual location, pay for it at the prices that other people are paying for it in the UK, in Australia, etc., etc. And you can get different interfaces. Maybe you don't like Peacock and you want to check out the WWE Network the way that it used to be, the way that it was designed to be, the easy navigation, so on and so forth. Maybe you want to watch AEW without commercials. Maybe there's some other overseas services that you can't subscribe to and you want access to them. NordVPN.com/Fightful gives you that with a great deal and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Even better, 24/7 tech support. So if you have trouble navigating any of it, they can help you out. Fastest VPN on the planet, NordVPN.com/Fightful.
Y'all ready? You good to go?
I'm always ready.
Hold on.
We're always ready.
Do I look taller than...
Whoa.
Oh my gosh. These are uncomfortably close for a three-person interview.
Okay.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, Fightful. Here with a couple names you know, but you know them from not shows with me. You know them because they do shows with everybody else on Fightful besides me.
What do you mean we just did a show?
Are you slut-shaming us right now?
Well, I mean...
Can I say that?
Madden did a movie show with a couple of our guys.
Yeah, I do movies.
Yeah, good show, great show. I really enjoyed it.
Great show. I don't think it's out yet, but it'll be out.
Yeah, but I've got the copy. I see everything.
What
on
are
the
you,
back
a Patreon
end.
Subscriber?
Pause. Yeah. And
we're not Patreon subscribers because we would never spend a penny for things we get for free.
It's because we make the news. We don't read the news.
Our close personal friend in the Fed sends us all your dirt sheets. On our group chat, and he's like,
"We're not gonna dox him."
But
feast your eyes on this spoiler.
God, I can't believe this guy's making so much money. Oh, why am I not making that much money? Why is this guy gonna get a push? Oh, that's bullshit. I'm so much better than him.
We're not gonna tell you who it is, but that's what he sounds like.
So, wow, where do I go from? You know, Omos used to subscribe.
Used to.
And then he called me out. We did an interview, and he's like, "I've been waiting for this moment for a year." And he scrolled back on his phone like. For 6 minutes and found a clip of me being like, "Hey, you know, I don't think the match with Brock's going to be that great."
And you were wrong.
I was wrong.
It was really good.
He said.
He was like, "That was great."
He said, to his credit, to my face, he goes, "What did you think of it?" And I said, 5 stars, obviously.
Well, don't lie to him. Don't lie.
What am I going to say to him?
You know, people always like to say, "Oh, good for a big man," right? Whenever there's like a good tall wrestler. "Oh, he's pretty good for a big man. He's one of the best big men." Like there's some sort of minority. Like,
actually, you want a scoop? You want a scoop right now? You want to know how I got the scar?
Oh, God.
You want to know how I got the scar?
Why so serious?
When I was in big man class at the Performance Center, Drew Gulak made us do monkey rolls.
Wait, what the fuck?
It's a monkey roll.
It's when you roll on your side. It's something you would never do in a wrestling ring. Me and Omos were doing monkey rolls in the ring together, but because Omos is 7'8", and I'm also pretty tall, but not 7'8", that giant, I can't say it, that giant guy clunked heads with me and busted my entire face open.
That's gotta not feel good.
Yes, but I proudly, I marked him as well, and I got him taken off of the Rumble. Because he was concussed. I was only split open, but my head was hard enough to concuss the giant.
Is that an exclusive? You got him pulled from the Rumble?
That's why that he was supposed to do like a spot with Kane, and they were like, Omos, you big idiot. You can't get hurt. We needed you for this Rumble.
Let the record show, I am now a huge Omos fan.
Yeah.
After being confronted
you
by him in
you're
person.
You mean you're a homosexual?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Okay,
do
good.
You think that Drew Gulak... Do you think Drew Gulak made Stone Cold Steve Austin do monkey rolls when he went and trained with him at the Broken Skull Ranch?
I think so. Yeah, I think he tried to get, you know, his footwork back and make sure he was doing all the right things. So, monkey rolls.
Honestly, that sounds like one of the best skits that I've ever heard of in my entire life.
What? You want me to do what, Drew Gulak?
A monkey roll? What? Do I look like a simian? What? An ape? What? A monkey? What? A chimpanzee? What? An orangutan? What?
You just sound like Mance Warner at this point.
Yeah.
I mean,
and it's funny because they call him Manser.
Yeah.
Which is how Southern people say my name.
You know what? That's fair.
Like yeah. Mason Manser.
Mason Manser.
What common mispronunciations of your name do you get?
Trick Williams.
Trick Williams, good. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, it's a sensitive subject.
A guy came by yesterday.
You're so over.
Yeah, I can't wait to see one stand and deliver. We came here yesterday, and this old white guy was like, you know who you look like? And I was like, don't say it. You look like somebody on NXT.
Don't say it.
And he was like, nah, I wasn't going to say Booker T. I was like, now you're just.
You can't just name
well,
black people.
Hear me out. Tell me if you look at him. Dijak. Like right in the face, he looks like Dijak.
Him?
Well, yeah. A little bit like Dijak.
He's very tan. He does. He does get a few. When I used to pepper hair onto his head, back when we were attacking. There's another scoop for you. Whenever
he's bald. He's bald.
Whenever I used to paint his hair on his head, I'd always say, Chris, you're so tan. You're almost as tan as me, and I'm black.
You know what I don't get
a lot.
For sure. In NXT, they simplify it. How many times have you seen somebody go from Elias Sampson to Elias? Mm. They went and they added like four extra things to his name. Like Dijak wasn't enough. They had to call him Dominik Dijakovic.
Because he's Russian.
He's Croatian, first of all, okay? Big respect to the Iron Curtain and all the...
Shout out to Mirko Krokop.
Yeah, so I think that the story was that Hunter found out he was Croatian.
Oh.
And he was like, oh, cool, you can be like one of those MMA fighters.
Yeah.
You know, so they added that name to him. And I remember when Dijak started doing that gimmick as Dominik Dijakovic. And one day, Cross just walks up to him and is like, this is your boy, good boy. And he's speaking.
Oi, Spushkulovic.
Suka, bliat. And he just starts speaking, I think, Croatian to him, and Dijak was like, oh, dude, I have no idea what you're saying.
I'm from New England, brother.
I'm from Boston. So it was cultural appropriation.
They Muhammad Hassan'd him.
Yeah.
Because he is Croatian, but it's so far away from his upbringing, yes.
What can we compare that to? And obviously not Chief J. Strongbow, not Yokozuna.
No, somebody who is of the race they are portraying.
It'd be like if they made me Jamaican. My grandmother
They
is
would
from
never do that in
if
WWE.
They
that's asinine.
They'd make sure that I was from someplace completely different first.
Oh, my God. So you guys actually do wrestle here and there?
From time to time.
From time to time. We're relatively busy. Yeah,
you're very busy. Yeah. I saw you guys wrestle last night as we're here at Squared Circle Expo in Indianapolis.
Yeah, where we won.
You did.
Yeah, we won.
We won.
You did.
How are you
feeling outside the auspices of WWE?
Auspices.
Auspices.
Isn't he signed to AEW? Will auspices.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I thought that's where you go when you're dying.
That's hospice care. Yeah.
Thoughts on this?
Thoughts and opinions? No, I don't think much.
Let me tell you this. I was so ready to come on this interview.
I thought I would get a wrestling question in here. You know?
Oh, nobody gives a shit. But I was so ready to come to this. I'm sorry to come.
Whoa.
Come Tuesday. I was so ready to come and bury the Fed. And say, we're doing all these dates, and we're going all over the world. We're going to WrestleCon next week, and then we're going to Paris for APC Catch, and then we're going to the Middle East. We're wrestling in Dubai, Bahrain, Qatar. We're going everywhere. We got dates all over the world lined up that we can't even announce yet. And we are making ourselves a name and a product outside of WWE. But then, this morning, our royalty check hit. I love the Fed. Thank you, WWE. Thank you, WWE. Thank you. It's all about the game. And now you're playing. All about the shirt. Thank you for our royalties, King.
How much was it?
Enough.
Several dollars, at least.
You'd be shocked.
Now we're thousandaires.
Okay.
Listen, though, when we were in WWE, our royalty checks would be like 25 cents because our contracts were made in a way where...
I once got when I was in Retribution, I was splitting it six ways.
Oh, gosh. So,
he's been split six ways before.
Six ways. So when we'd get the royalty check for Retribution t-shirts, which I designed, by the way, I gave it to them for free. I'd get the check and say Retribution t-shirt income, and it would be like $1.25.
Yeah. Let me tell you where we actually make our money, which is WWE Supercard. Shout out to all you losers who play that game.
Dark Side Phil.
And spend thousands of dollars, probably of your mom's like retirement money, on this card game on your phone, because that is how we feed our kids. Thank you. And I know you're not like actually giving us the money, because you buy packs and it opens up, and if you're in one of those packs, if your card is in one of those packs, you make money.
So it's just random.
We're not rare.
No, we're common.
We aren't rare cards.
We are common, thank God.
So, yeah, a lot of the WWE contracts are just structured to include, like, everything now.
Well, so you get paid your downside, and every time you work a date, a certain amount of money goes into your bucket.
Okay.
And unless you work enough dates and make enough money in merch to go over your downside, you make no extra money.
Yeah.
So we would, no matter how...
Not to say that the money that, you know, the original contract is great.
Yeah.
Well, I think the downside was very generous.
The downside is very generous. But... it's designed in such a way that if you are doing very well on the outside, then you kind of still get what you were going to get.
Right. So people who like, let's say you're injured for a year, you're still going to make the exact same amount of money as you would make if you worked every week.
Which is great. We love you.
Well, yeah, but downsides used to be low, and then every time you worked a date, you would make more and more. But now that we're fired, we make all that money on top. Why? We can't.
Yeah.
Why not? What? Why can't we say it like that?
Oh, yeah, you can't say
it. Now that we're fired.
Now that
you're fired.
Right.
Fired.
What was your favorite shenanigan of Retribution? Mine was when they threw a cinder block through a window that already had a when a center.
First of all, that wasn't him.
That wasn't. I missed all the good parts. They used the little guys for
they had
the
a guy,
chainsaw.
They had a guy waddling towards the screen, going,
"You better watch out." They wanted Retribution to be killers. They wanted him to be a threat. And who did they fucking put under the ski mask? But the motherfucking Lollipop Guild. How? What did they expect was going to happen?
My favorite Retribution story is so in the Thunderdome, we used to do a lot of movie magic, right? Mm-hmm. Retribution hid in all sorts of places. So one of the places that we hid was in the crowd amongst the TV screens. And in one of the times that we were going to do a run-in, somebody had hacked one of the TV screens. And there was a video of a Ku Klux Klan rally that was on the TV screen.
Yes,
and it was
that.
Right in front of me. And I was like spooked because I was like, are they coming? Are they here? Is that the run-in? Am I being set up right now? Not really a retribution story. More of a Ku Klux Klan story.
Yeah, really. I don't think that was one of Mustafa Ali's hacking jobs.
No.
There. I don't think he did that.
Mustafa Ali, famously against the Klan.
Yes.
Which is a hot take.
That's an exclusive.
Yeah.
Right here.
That's news.
That is an exclusive.
That's news right there.
I hope I didn't go out of turn by saying that about you, Adil, but he doesn't like racists. Yeah.
Yes. I think that's a fair assessment there. You guys did insane YouTube numbers, though. Like,
we did.
Like, it's kind of fucked up.
Like,
how many YouTube numbers
like
that
millions
did.
Upon millions. like as though we were the great Khali winning a championship.
Which you would think.
Or anybody arm wrestling.
You would think in an era where there was no audience.
Yes.
YouTube views would kind of be an indicator of what and what is not working.
Of course, yeah.
But
they didn't care.
So, full disclosure, to my understanding, on an earnings call that I was actually on.
Oh.
One of the investors, which very rarely talk about in-ring wrestling, they go, your ratings are down, you have no new acts, what are you going to do? And then I was told that Vince went into a meeting Monday and said, we got to do something! We got to do something!
Is that what it was?
That's what I heard.
Is that
and
how I...
They had no idea who they were going to pick as of the waddler, the famous waddler.
So I'll never complain, because if it wasn't for Retribution, as awful as it was, I would have never been called off. I snuck in there. There was, obviously, they had the waddler.
And then they were like,
we need to get some bigger waddlers.
Yes.
So they grabbed me.
I believe it was Mishina as the waddler. I believe that's who she was. He was brought into.
That was the new waddler.
Yeah.
It was me. I think it was Von Wagner and Zion Quinn that were the big waddlers.
Yeah.
And at some point, I just kept on sneaking in. Like, I kept on doing it.
Yeah.
And then eventually they were like, all right, take the masks off the waddlers. And then it was like, yes, I'm called up.
And listen, in like 20 years, you'll be able to work against like El Hijo del Waddler.
El Hijo del Waddler.
And all the stuff.
El Waddler Negro. That's me.
Oh, no.
El Grande Waddler Negro. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So we want to go to Japan and call him Hijo del Bopsap?
Yes.
Because we think people would actually believe it over there.
I got into the business not to become The Rock. Yeah. I didn't want to get into the business to be The Rock. I wanted to be Bob Sapp.
Who doesn't want to be Bob Sapp?
Yeah.
I changed my legal name to Sapp.
Wow.
Just to have
to
a connection.
Be to him.
You're a huge Pride fan.
Have you? Yeah, I was, actually.
That's great.
I was a huge Pride fan. Yeah. But I'm pretty sure you could get booked against Bob Sapp and he would lose a fight to you at this
point.
He
would not lose.
Have you seen... The last, like, 12 years of his career has been him taking fights in places without athletic commissions, taking one punch and going,
"Oh, I got to do it."
That'd be
a good feather in your cap.
He's very much a guy who's taking dives.
And then I can do commercials and be like, "Ichiban!"
There you go. There you go. I don't think you guys have anything to promote. You never do
whoa,
anything.
Whoa, 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 whoa!
Actually, we quietly promoted everything that we're going to be on.
Snuck it in.
He's coming back to Retribution.
That's called product integration. Yes.
Which is how we made a bunch of money.
Oh, Pure them. Life. Shout out to Nestle. Famously a good, pure-hearted company. Shout out to Nestle. Love your chocolate chips.
Check them out, guys. They are a little bit of everywhere. Until next time. Hey, can you guys give me the pose, the Jeremy Lambert pose that he had you guys do for all the thumbnails? I need one of those.
That's good.
There we go. That's our thumbnail right there.
Find. Delete your tweet.
Until next time. We're out.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.